Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is September 22, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Canada's first regulated crypto exchange Wealthsimple Crypto goes live. Bitcoin on Ethereum token TBTC relaunches following buggy debut in May. Uniswap users say uniting can strengthen Uni. IoT startup Helium floats new hardware device for mining its HNT crypto tokens. BRD is breaking into the crypto compliance game. Earth needs Bitcoin as the economy hits debt saturation point Kaiser. Now let's get started. Canada's first regulated crypto exchange Wealthsimple Crypto goes live. Winklevoss Brothers founded Gemini Powers, the first regulated crypto exchange in Canada. Wealthsimple Crypto, the first regulated cryptocurrency exchange in Canada, is rolling out its trading platform to the public today. Starting from September 22, users in all 13 provinces and territories in Canada will be able to sign up for the new product and start trading cryptocurrencies. At the launch, Wealthsimple Crypto will allow users to buy and sell Bitcoin, BTC, and Ether, ETH, through the platform's mobile app. Deposits and withdrawals can only be made in Canadian dollars. The public launch of Wealthsimple Crypto comes shortly after the company received regulatory approval from Canadian securities regulators on August 7. To date, Wealthsimple Crypto is the only crypto asset platform that has been authorized to operate in Canada by the Canadian Securities Administration, CSA, a representative told Cointelegraph. Prior to public launch, Wealthsimple Crypto was available in beta, allowing Canadians to join a waitlist to be invited to use the platform. According to Wealthsimple's representatives, more than 130,000 Canadians joined the waitlist so far. Wealthsimple will not hold any cryptocurrency assets in its own hot or cold wallets. Blair Wiley, Wealthsimple's general counsel, says that the crypto custody service on Wealthsimple is provided by Gemini, a major United States-based digital asset platform founded by Cameron Winklevoss and Tyler Winklevoss. According to Wiley, collaboration with Gemini is one of the factors that contributed to Wealthsimple Crypto becoming regulated in Canada. The exec previously said that trying to offer too many services can be an impediment to becoming a fully regulated exchange, stating, "Probably the simplest explanation is that folks who came before us tried to do everything, buy and sell crypto for clients, operate an exchange, hold onto the crypto that clients buy. And each one of those activities has its own long list of regulatory requirements. If one business tries to do all that, it makes getting regulatory approval a lot harder." Based in Toronto, Wealthsimple is a Canadian online investment management service focused on millennials. The company announced its plans to offer crypto trading in July 2020. Bitcoin on Ethereum token TBTC relaunches following buggy debut in May. A decentralized way to copy Bitcoin, BTC, over to Ethereum is relaunching today after a smart contract bug sunk the project in May. Called TBTC, the thesis-built protocol was first announced in April, and is now ready for a fresh start. BTC holders who want to use Ethereum but worry about censorship risk with BitGas WBTC are invited to deposit BTC and mint TBTC tokens. Putting Bitcoin on Ethereum gives the godfather cryptocurrency access to the yields of decentralized finance, DeFi, and has taken off in earnest since TBTC's aborted launch. Over $1 billion in Bitcoin is now tokenized on Ethereum. According to thesis strategy lead Carolyn Reckhow, TBTC already had $24.21 million staked as of early Tuesday morning, $22.69 million is in Keep, $1.39 million in ETH and $0.26 million in BTC. The TBTC protocol works on both the Bitcoin and Ethereum blockchains, with users locking up BTC on Bitcoin so that nodes in the Keep network can mint TBTC, taking 150% of the BTC's value in ETH. The Keep nodes control the multisig that can re-release the BTC if a TBTC token is redeemed. The TBTC protocol has been audited by Consensus Diligence and Trail of Bits, Rekhau said. For additional security, the smart contract also is posting 1 million Keep for insurance from Nexus Mutual, which Thesis estimates should be worth 200-1,200 BTC in coverage. A decentralized version of tokenized Bitcoin is key to catalyzing the next stage of growth in DeFi, Scalar Capital's Linda Hsieh said in a press release. Supply caps will moderate participation over the first 9 weeks of testing in production, starting at 100 BTC and rising to 3,000, until the supply cap is finally removed. On May 22, following the emergency shutdown of the first version, Thesis announced that TBTC would move to a release candidate cycle. The team behind TBTC believes that certain BTC holders would like to access DeFi but are waiting for a trustless path to do so. Another alternative to WBTC is RENBTC, which has minted more than 20,000 BTC worth of ERC-20 tokens since launching in May. Uniswap users say uniting can strengthen Uni. A group of anonymous Uniswap users is trying to unite the many small holders of the Uni governance token to deal with potential problems in the automated market makers, AMM, governance. Yet that is what the launch of Uni last week was supposed to do. The big initiative being promoted by this union is Uni Inamorare, or UNII, a token to be used by the Uniswap community. However, while Uniswap forks SushiSwap and SashimiSwap essentially took away Uniswap's liquidity, this newly launched token promises to help Uniswap's market to grow and potentially consolidate prices for Uni, which is held by more than 80,000 addresses at press time. It is unclear who is behind the initiative. Its website said that the UNII is backed by UNII Finance. A Silicon Valley-based investor familiar with the matter told CoinDesk that the group includes people from both Uni retail holders and some sub-communities of Uniswap. As press time, only around 20 people have joined its Telegram group. The group is asking Uni holders to claim UNII tokens in order to form a party within the Uni community that can counter the power from the founding team and investors, according to a Medium post on September 20. The UNII tokens distribution will include two stages. After the initial airdrop of 15% of its total supply of 1 billion tokens, 30% of the UNII will be mined in the first staking pool, which requires Uni holders to stake their Uni and UNII at the ratio of 98:2. In a subsequent staking pool, Uni holders will only be required to stake their Uni and UNII at the ratio of 50:50 in order to mine 50% of the total UNII supply. The even split means that Uni holders are taking bigger mining risks compared with the first stage, which only requires a ratio of 2:98. As they stake more Uni tokens in this second pool, it could theoretically stabilize or even move up Uni's price, said the same source who is close to the group. The remaining 5% of the UNII will be reserved in what they are referring to as a celebration pool to reward UNII members if UNII becomes one or more of the token pairs listed under Uni's liquidity mining pool. Prices for Uni were traded at $4.37 as the time of writing, down 48.4% from its all-time high at $8.40 on September 18, according to CoinGecko. When the hottest DeFi project has a decentralization problem, the launch of Uniswap's governance token Uni on September 16 was partly to tackle a long-existing issue for the venture capital-backed project. It is not 100% community-owned. After the decentralized exchange airdropped a share of its new governance token to everyone that had ever used it, up to September 1, it received instant praise from both its users and the crypto community. However, as some took a deeper look at how Uni was distributed, they began to question just how much control the community will truly have. Of the total supply of 1 billion UNI tokens, around 40% of them will eventually be allocated to team members, investors and advisors, according to a blog post on Uniswap's website. That leaves 60% to the community. While 60% may not sound too bad, the people behind UNII see a big hurdle in the fact that 1% and 4% of UNI total supply are required, respectively, to submit a governance proposal and to vote yes to reach quorum. We are all minions in terms of voting power, according to a pre-launched page by the anonymous group, as they explained why a union within the Uniswap's community is very much needed. Uniswap is not the only decentralized finance DeFi project that uses such governance parameters. DeFi lending protocol Compound also requires 1% of its governance token comp to submit a governance proposal. UNII versus SushiSwap, SashimiSwap and others. DeFi is still in its nascent stage, with many retail investors trading in this market. Returns for this unorganized group of people are impacted most by decisions made in DeFi communities on a decentralized basis. SushiSwap's vampire attack on Uniswap became an immediate success as the popular fork touted its full decentralization since its birth. It was able to lure away more than $800 million of crypto assets from Uniswap. As the so-called weird DeFi projects continue to grow, for example, SashimiSwap, and take liquidity from their competitors, the group behind the UNII initiative is claiming an alternative approach to unite users while at the same time promising to keep the sustainability of the DeFi ecosystem. Form a governance community of UNI, the initiative's website wrote. United, we stand, divided, we fall. IoT startup Helium floats new hardware device for mining its HNT crypto tokens. Helium's plan to create a decentralized wireless network may be about to gain altitude. The company, which aims to create a token-powered wireless network for Internet of Things (IoT) devices, announced Tuesday it's no longer the sole manufacturer of Helium hotspots, which create the Helium network by mining the project's HNT cryptocurrency. Rack Wireless, a China-based manufacturer of IoT hardware, will begin selling a new, cheaper version of the hotspot, potentially giving the whole enterprise a lift. Quick refresher, Helium aims to create a new kind of wireless network, one that's suited for data from low-power applications like tracking location, but also is completely separate and independent from existing telecom networks. While Helium maintains the network, it's peer-to-peer, meaning it's created by individuals owning and operating their own nodes. Enter the Helium hotspot. For over a year, individuals have been able to buy and deploy one of the bologna sandwich-sized hotspots, which both acts as a node in the network, via low-bandwidth wireless tech called Long-Fi, and rewards the owner by mining HNT crypto tokens. Until now, the only way to get a hotspot was to buy one from Helium for $495 apiece. The Rack Hotspot Miner, available today in North America and coming soon to Europe and Asia, costs $249, or roughly half. It'll be sold exclusively through Calchip, an online vendor of IoT devices. The components are nearly identical to Helium's model, according to the company, but Rack can offer a lower price since it can take advantage of economies of scale that Helium can't. This is the first of what we hope will be many third parties building compatible hardware, Helium CEO Amir Haleem said in an interview. It's an enormous step for us because up until now, we've been the only manufacturer and we've been the bottleneck. We can't be the only entity contributing to the network, both from a price point of view but also it doesn't speak well to the decentralization story. Helium hardware. The buyers of Helium's hotspots have typically been enthusiasts who see the value in a low-power network or companies that want to leverage the technology itself. A company that wants to use the network to, say, track the location of its rental scooters can exchange HNT for data credits, which Helium also manages, and have a fixed price in dollars. The more hotspots in an area, the better the tracking, which also would likely fuel demand for HNT, which was trading at $1.75 as of press time, according to Masari. You can see where this is going. With the rack hotspot lowering the bar to entry, more Helium owners may start to purchase them just to mine the cryptocurrency. If that happens, and those people are spread out in enough different places, Helium's dream of decentralized wireless, which it calls, with a straight face, DUI, might start to solidify, turning all those hotspots into valuable investments. Building wireless infrastructure this way and having access to the internet be decentralized and not controlled by one entity is a must-have step in the evolution of the internet, said Helium. The existing universe of low-power access points and gateways is, quite frankly, a cluster F**k. So it's great to have a third party start to get involved in the foundational infrastructure. Helium's technology is promising, but far from ubiquitous. The company says it sold about 12,000 hotspots, although public network stats say only 8,641 are active. And while that still sounds like a lot, it takes between 100 to 200 hotspots to bring a single city online. A few well-known companies, including Lime and Salesforce, have used Helium's tech, but it's early days. In short, Helium needs to rise a lot further to reach its decentralized wireless utopia in the clouds, and its bubble could pop anytime. But at least with Rack Wireless coming on board, the weight of that journey is a little lighter. BRD is breaking into the crypto compliance game. BRD team is spearheading a new initiative, BlockSet, a business-to-business blockchain technology stack with a bent towards compliance, surveillance and security for cryptocurrency companies and government agencies. After its 2014 launch, Bread was the first Bitcoin wallet to land on Apple's App Store. A couple of years later, the wallet launched a $32 million ICO and changed its name to BRD in a bid to unify its brand. Since then, BRD has expanded its coin support, launched new features like payment IDs, and expanded in wallet crypto purchases to a motley of fiat currencies. Now, for its latest initiative, BRD has recently partnered with blockchain analysis intelligence companies Chainalysis, CipherTrace and Elliptic, along with security firm Unbound Tech. The latter has been instrumental in securing BlockSet's key management features, while the former companies will provide BlockSet with regulatory compliance and blockchain monitoring tools. Layering these crucial applications on top of BlockSet allows us to offer a comprehensive, broad-use offering to financial institutions from a single platform. This also enables our enterprise customers to address many use cases across all their crypto projects from a single vendor, BRD CEO Adam Trademan told CoinDesk. Per a BlockSet press release, the new tech stack will provide anti-money laundering, AML, fraud detection, and other compliance tools, along with key management, security measures and data feeds for financial institutions, government agencies, and cryptocurrency businesses. For AML and compliance, the software combines Chainalysis Know Your Transaction tools with CipherTrace's Travel Rule Compliance software. These features, along with risk management software from Elliptic, will create real-time alerts to flag suspicious or fraudulent activity and tainted transactions for BlockSet clients. Trademan told CoinDesk that BRD is marketing its BlockSet services primarily to financial institutions and banks that need sound compliance and key management solutions. Regulators and government agencies are another logical fit given BlockSet's partnership with leading blockchain analysis firms. According to BRD, SBI Holdings, PayPal, KPMG, and Ripple's developer initiative Xspring have all participated in a private pre-release of BlockSet's technology, along with some 16 other firms. BRD, which reportedly has over 6 million downloads and 550,000 monthly active users, is powered by BlockSet, according to BRD documentation shared with CoinDesk. A BRD representative claimed that the wallet will not use BlockSet's AML and compliance features. Instead, BlockSet is just used to quickly sync BRD wallets with Bitcoins and other coins' transaction histories. Compliance comes to crypto. BRD's new initiative is another tech stack in the fast-growing landscape of crypto compliance software. Some time ago, the Financial Action Task Force recommended that crypto transactions should adhere to the Travel Rule, a banking mandate wherein transactions greater than $10,000 must include fund sourcing disclosure and payee identity information. Since then, crypto companies have chased solutions to streamline compliance tools for exchanges, brokers, service providers, and other market participants. Compliance is of utmost importance for any financial institution. It's important for banks and enterprises to have the foresight to stay ahead of the regulatory curve. They need the knowledge and resources to protect their clients and themselves, Trademan told CoinDesk. Still, critics of the travel rule have weighed whether or not it hampers cryptocurrency business with undue burdens and even whether or not such a rule is sustainable at scale. Indeed, the recently leaked FinCEN files illustrate the failure of financial surveillance in the legacy financial system as some $2 trillion worth of money laundered funds were pushed, sans renovation or consequence, through accounts held by criminals, oligarchs and other powerful persons at JP Morgan, HSBC, Standard Chartered Bank, Deutsche Bank and Bank of New York Mellon. As the same surveillance burden comes to the Bitcoin economy, perhaps the public nature of the blockchain's digital ledger will make enforcing these mandates easier if privacy-preserving technology doesn't keep up with the regulatory requirements, that is. Earth needs Bitcoin as the economy hits debt saturation point, Kaiser. Earth is reaching a historic inflection point, Kaiser warns after Singapore's central bank admits that more debt is not an option for anyone. The world now has so much debt that, for the first time ever, it is impossible to add more, says Max Kaiser. On the latest edition of his Kaiser Report TV show on September 22, the RT host warned that central banks were responsible for global debt reaching a new inflection point. Kaiser on debt, we're at saturation point. Together with co-host Stacey Herbert, Kaiser referred to comments from Singapore's central bank, the Monetary Authority of Singapore, MAS, which last week warned that copying economic recovery methods after World War II would not work in 2020. Central banks worldwide have intervened in markets, buying equities and other assets in a highly controversial move designed to limit the economic impact of COVID-19 and its lockdowns. First, it's quite obvious that you can't keep increasing your debts, MAS Chairman Tharman Shanmugaratnam said. But I don't believe that the new higher levels of debt that many countries are now moving towards are going to be sustainable without imposing significant costs on growth as well as equity within their societies. The United States national debt alone has ballooned to $26.7 trillion this year, up $4 trillion since June 2019. There is no capacity for the Earth's economy to carry any more debt, we're at the saturation point, Kaiser summarized. Regarding the consequences for increasingly indebted countries, he said that ordinary consumers would simply foot the bill from now on. Now, every dollar that these central banks print will go directly into consumer price index inflation and you'll see it at the cash register immediately, and that's going to incredible social unrest. In the 1940s, states which had built up debts from combat were able to inflate them away. This time, Herbert said, there were so many insignificant gig economy jobs that wages would not follow price rises, leading to the kind of gap between the elite and the rest of society that Kaiser has termed neo-feudalism. MicroStrategy and Bitcoin low-time preference business. Kaiser has long championed Bitcoin, BTC, as an escape route from the knock-on effects of fiat inflation. With its fixed, unalterable emission and decentralized network, Bitcoin represents the antithesis of centrally controlled money. BTC USD has shown to rise in step with central banks inflating balance sheets, but remains susceptible to US dollar performance, Cointelegraph reported. Bitcoin, like gold, is inversely correlated to the USD, not the stock market, Kaiser pointed out on September 22. Don't be fooled by randomness. Beyond its technical prowess, Bitcoin also promotes so-called low-time preference living saving money, safe in the knowledge that its value will not be inflated away over time. As Saif Dean Amis explains in his popular book, The Bitcoin Standard, this ultimately allows for better and quicker advancement of society in time than simply spending money as quickly as possible on as much as possible. Kaiser and Herbert noted that MicroStrategy's decision to put over $400 million of cash reserves into Bitcoin was proof of the low time preference mindset encroaching on big business. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.